From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. U.S. voters have a choice they have never had before. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party made history Tuesday when Clinton became the first woman nominated to run for president by a major U.S. political party. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more on the second day of the Democratic National Convention from Philadelphia.
Are we ready to make some history?
Philadelphia is no stranger to history, and on Tuesday it added another chapter. The first woman nominated for president by a major U.S. political party.
All in favor of the motion, say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it.
Democrats officially nominated Clinton after the traditional roll call of the states, setting off a celebration inside the convention hall. The nominee later thanked the delegates via satellite from her home in New York.
This is really your victory. This is really your night.
On Wednesday, the Democratic delegates will hear from President Barack Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and Clinton's vice presidential running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. Jim Malone, VOA News, at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
John Hinckley, the man who attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan 35 years ago, will be released soon from a government psychiatric hospital in Washington. U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman said the 61-year-old Hinckley is no longer a threat to himself and others and will be allowed to live with his mother in Williamsburg, Virginia, as early as August 5th. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Francois Hollande vowed Tuesday to wage war against Islamic State by every means within the law after two men linked to the jihadist group killed a priest in a French church. Hollande said, "We have to wage war by every means, but through upholding the law, which is because we are a democracy." Hollande was speaking in a lightning visit to the northern French town of Saint-Étienne-du-Rouvray just hours after the attack took place. Two assailants entered a local church, slitting the throat of an 84-year-old priest and leaving another hostage with life-threatening injuries before being killed by police as they left the building. France remains on high alert after a Tunisian man plowed a truck into a crowd of people celebrating Bastille Day in Nice, killing 84 and injuring over 300. The string of bloody incidents has left the country jittery and stoked political finger-pointing, with conservative politicians accusing the ruling socialist of being weak or incompetent on security. The United States says it is encouraged by the willingness of China and the Philippines to engage in direct dialogue over the South China Sea following a tribunal ruling against Beijing earlier this month. A day after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, the top U.S. diplomat said China indicated its willingness and readiness to engage in bilateral negotiation with the Philippines. Kerry said at a news conference the U.S. encourages all parties with South China Sea claims, including the Chinese and the Philippines, to negotiate.
We hope to see a process that will narrow the geographic scope of the maritime disputes, set standards for behavior in contested areas, lead to mutually acceptable solutions, perhaps even a series of confidence-building steps.
Our apology for the quality of that audio. Washington has never opposed direct talks between Beijing and Manila. The United States has condemned in strongest terms a double bombing that took place at the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport during the morning rush hour Tuesday, killing at least 13. Al-Shabaab, Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked terror organization, claimed responsibility for the attack on its radio station. Seven of the 13 people killed were United Nations guards. Turkey's post-coup attempt crackdown continues, with reports that nearly 50 more journalists are being sought as authorities investigate those with alleged ties to exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is suspected of having orchestrated the failed July 15th coup. Arrest warrants for dozens of other journalists were issued earlier in the week. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.